We spoke to UCT yesterday, who said to us that they have offered conditional acceptances into their various academic programs, and that those conditional acceptances will either be confirmed or not confirmed once the matric results are in, and they are expecting those towards the beginning of February. They're reasonably comfortable with the way that they were able to complete the 2020 academic year, despite all of the challenges, and they feel that they have learned some very important lessons, which will allow them to continue decent tertiary teaching in that part of 2021. And in South Africa, it's going to be a fairly significant part of 2021, where we're going to have similar sorts of challenges. Chasanta Bader is the media spokesperson for the University of the Western Cape. Chasant, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. I say ponytail. Definitely. Will suit you, eh?
Somebody says, as soon as I get a ponytail, I'm going to want an earring.
Well, both. I say go with both.
Then it's a tattoo next, and who knows where it will end. A Lurex Elvis suit would be the next step in the line. UWC generally regarded as, well, it's not regarded as, it is an institution with less in the way of material resources than Stellenbosch and UCT, but often that has led to an increase in kind of human resources and innovative resources. Let's just get a sense of the academic year for 2020 at UWC.
Look, John, it was a tough old year, you know. This thing threw us completely off. I remember our university shut down a week before the national lockdown because one of our professors came back to the country with a positive COVID case. So as a precaution, the university shut down. And then the difficulty began with equipping students with both data and devices. And I think we did pretty well considering what you've said, you know, in your introduction there. We were able to provide more than 13,000 students studying remotely with data per month and more than 6,000 students with devices during 2020. With that, we had a participation rate of lectures of about 94%, which is remarkable.
Probably more than if they had to attend in person.
Exactly, because there's a lot of card and domino playing when campus is open. But it is a bit weird at the moment. You know, I'm working from home. There's very little activity on campus except for essential workers. So I do miss the buzz of campus, you know, the new first years coming, starting to find their feet and looking to register. So there is a bit of a weirdness going on. I do think we did particularly well given the kind of resource constraints we have, you know.
And you completed curricula sufficiently enough to be able to do what you think is proper testing of students' ability to have absorbed what was taught to them and move into the next year?
Yeah, so we had graduation on 18th of December, and for the first time ever, we had as many as 60 PhD graduations for 2020. So a lot was happening behind the scenes. There was a cohort of students who couldn't participate in online learning, and we had a catch-up phase that started on the 6th of January and is still carrying on. So those students are able to still complete the 2020 academic year, but they're very much in the minority. The majority of students who participated in 2020 were able to complete, whether first year or further down the line. So we are ready for the 2021 academic year. The academic year begins on the 8th of March. And I heard you talking about UCT's assurances that they'll be able to register first years. We're in the same position. We're not expecting anything differently. The DBE has spoken about the 23rd of February.
Okay, so it's not the beginning of February. I got that wrong. It's towards the end of February that the results will come.
For results, and that's part and parcel of our plan. We've also made a conditional acceptance pending the final results, and we do anticipate our planning is such that we will complete the 2020 academic year in December 2021.
I mean, that's great. And have you been able to use the time, the off time? Well, students have been off and perhaps some lecturers, but a lot of management staff, administrative staff would have continued working. Are you better resourced for this year? Are you better funded in order to provide devices and data to students?
Yeah, we saw lots of lessons learned along the way. We also started a fundraising campaign called No Student Will Be Left Behind, and that's to offset the provisioning of data and devices to students. As you know, we don't have the resources to buy each and every student a device. And I must say that the service providers have been playing along as well. So we were able to create a VPN network where less data, or even in some cases, no data is used, especially for students working remotely in rural areas, where it's the very desperate cases we do get students back onto the residences, and they're able to use our very far-reaching Wi-Fi network on campus. So we've learned lots of lessons. We've had business continuity plans that have served us well, and we're constantly reviewing those to make an even better experience in these difficult times, you know. But we do move forward, and we learn, and it's never going to be perfect, but we got a good thumbs up from the Department of Higher Education and Training when they visited in September last year.
And the number of people, Chrisant, applying for first-year studies this year, does that stay in line with the trends from previous years?
Yeah, so the Department of Higher Education and Training sets us a target. Our target for first-time entry undergrads for 2021 is 4,500. Now, here's the difficulty. We get in excess of 60,000 applications. So you can imagine the kind of, it's kind of heartbreaking as well, you know, because there's a lot of deserving students that deserve to be at university, but we're only able to accommodate 4,500 students for various reasons. And that hasn't changed.
Chrisant Abada, thank you very, very much for talking to us this afternoon, speaking on behalf of the University of the Western Cape.